Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Welcome to another special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We appreciate all your love and support and your kindness. We are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road. Best sunbed facility you will ever see. And also, none other than the best competition page in the world, R Kings.
Yep.
We have none other than houses for sale, cars.
The Lambo up now. Every Lambo is a battle.
Lamborghini for 25p. Get on that, folks. These deals cannot be matched anywhere else.
And don't say it's not the best odds, because the fuck it is the best odds.
It is the best odds.
And we can say it if we want.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Working Class Podcast.
You've got it, go ahead, son. We'll give it to you. We've got Gary on the day, people, and not only is he a chef, not only does he provide the finest food to Belfast, and not only does he cook for Gordon Ramsay, but he's actually going to come on, he's going to do a rap today, people.
Mate, I don't know how I feel. I know Lambo Slice is probably your man's favourite rapper. You know what I mean? That's what they say. Welcome to this episode of the Working Class Podcast. I'm here. Gary, Lambo Slice, Gavin, and Kieran, who's working with me. I'm not the presenter, but I thought, you know what, I'll just take a wee minute and get everybody introduced.
It's been a long awaited podcast. Anybody that's watching, we've tried to make this happen a couple of times, but we finally got here.
Me and Kieran's been flat out, don't know the big face.
Yes, we've got Kieran here too. You want to introduce yourself?
Yes, 100%. Kieran, I'm Gary's right hand man. The last 3-4 months, rocking shit down there at the Big Fish.
Definitely.
Slinging the best tackles and best grub in Belfast.
Yeah. How did you two get acquainted? Let's.
Bro, check this out, right? I recently got admitted to the hospital. I had to get a couple of MRI scans on my brain, right?
Yeah.
And Kieran was working at the hospital. And one of the. What were you, Kieran?
A domestic. In the Royal.
One of the domestics were wheeling me down to the...
The porters,
One of the porters, were wheeling me down to get my MRI scan, and I noticed Kieran there. But I knew Kieran from... I used to train with Ryan McGackie up in Rebirth, up in the Blackstaff Mill.
Ryan McGack's a legend.
Isn't he? Shout out McGack.
All the McGacks.
Is both of them, John. I have to drop John down to be Jari out of our stuff. I met Kieran down there. One of the porters were wheeling me down. They got an MRI scan. But I met Kieran up in Rebirth when I watched Kieran get his first muscle up. You know how it is when you get the muscle up.
Probably about two years prior that was as well.
It's hard work.
So anyway, met Kieran again. He was like, "You were down at the truck once or something." I wasn't.
I've been down a couple of times before.
So he got himself a jar of paste. He ended up doing this wee video, 60 seconds. I'm going to show you. I like to do my interpretation of one of Gary's rice boxes.
Yeah.
And I seen it. I thought, fuck, that looks decent, like. And so I got chatting to him. He came down to the truck more, and I got out of hospital. What do you call it? Welcome back. The Food Review Club.
Yeah.
Right, Matt came down, the Food Review Club. And then Kieran just, he was coming down a few times. And I says, listen, do you want to make the jump from the hospital to the thing? Because he was saying that he didn't really...
Aye, up and down the corridors.
But it's like jail. Is it not?
Seeing people getting wheeled about and all, people on their way out, people fucking...
See, to be honest, I was in the corner,
while we're... we're having pains.
That's a praise.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, lads. I know we got interrupted there, so I just want to jump back into what I was saying. And Matt Kieran came down, Food Review Club and all. And then I'd say, Kieran, do you want to make the jump? And see, honestly, I was looking for Kieran, someone like Kieran, for 7 years. But you've worked for me. You know how it's like. You see as well, what was that like last March in the Icon?
That was one of the maddest shifts I've ever worked. Anybody that's watching this here, anybody that's in the food industry or working in a kitchen, you should probably relate. It was a never-ending queue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just didn't stop from the moment it opened. You just had to say, right, boys. So
but bear in mind, that was 2 days, Liam.
I know.
And you held your own at that. You know what I mean? That opened. Like, I knew.
I was sink or swim on it.
So you jumped into the bins up in Andy Town for my ma when we were cleaning the restaurant and sorting a few things up there, that always stuck by me. And I always looked at you in a different light from doing that there. Then to step into that environment in the Icon Center, that was...
Well, it was different, wasn't it? You just had to go pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop, pop, pop, pop,
pop, pop, pop. It was like...
That's it.
It's proper... I was a fast under pressure.
With two guys that didn't speak English, remember?
Race! Wait, Timmy.
Race!
He was just starting like us going...
He was chilling on all
day. Race! He's starting with... You do ice and dishes at the sink. He's just starting like... Race!
Mate, I'm laughing. I'm laughing now. I'm laughing now, but that was...
I was intense on it, but you know what was good? See, after when it was all done, fuck, I actually got it done. It didn't seem at the very start of the day, it didn't seem like it was going to go that way. Do you know what I mean? And then just smashed it through. Like,
there was about 600 people that day for a second day.
Yeah.
We left the night before, remember?
Yeah.
I dropped you off. I says, I'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Then I had to drop you off.
That's right. In Lisbon. Days, I thought.
That's what I'm saying. But it felt like one long day.
One big, massive day.
But here, remember, I picked you up early the next day. I dropped you off in Lisbon. And then I had to run back to the Easy Supermarket to grab more stock because we ran out the first day.
I forgot.
You were on Gordon Ramsay's.
Did you watch it?
I watched it. I watched it until you went out. And then I stopped watching it. And I'm not even joking. I'm telling you because you're just here. I stopped watching it when you were out. And you
everyone did.
I know, but listen, this is TV, lads. Like, it was mad. It was mental. But if you want me to tell you what happened, you were asking before we come on. I flew from Belfast City Airport to Glasgow, met up with the people, got a taxi to the hotel, got put into a hotel room for 2 days, locked up.
You couldn't leave the hotel?
Nah, you were allowed it for fresh air or whatever. But that was it. You had to go back. You could order whatever you wanted for food. Food was stinking, by the way.
Seriously?
And that's not the only hotel where the food was stinking. That was a recurring theme. And just there. And then you were blindfolded and all. And you weren't allowed to see the other contestants and all. Yes, bro. This is all before. This is from Glasgow to Ayrshire. We were blindfolded on a bus sitting beside the other contestants. You're laughing, bro. It's fucking...
I know it's mentally. It would be
mentally destroyed
up.
Me, so it did.
Oh,
and that was before... They put us into the woods in Ayrshire. Remember when I had the...
Yeah.
Hopefully this is cooked to perfection. It was cooked to perfection. We get that. But that was mentally... That took something out of me. Like, you know,
was there
I mean?
Any bits that would have been like staged or like...
The whole fucking thing staged, bro. Do you know what I mean? The whole thing was staged. Looking back on it now, I think the whole thing... You don't realise it at the time, but I feel like the whole thing was staged.
I feel like you didn't get... The fucking your proper opportunity or like if that makes sense.
Look, I went out, I could have held my own better in the third episode where Gordon Ramsay said, he says, I can't invest in your business because you're the lone wolf. And I thought, fair enough, I was kind of a lone wolf because I didn't want to engage with the three people. There were three mates in the show and I was put up against them. the producers put me with three mates in the show, and I didn't stand a chance against them, especially one of the wee girls was in my group in the first episode, which I won. Yeah. She went against me in the first episode, and I still overcame that and still won it. I'm not going to say single-handedly, because Keir Kemp, who owns a business called Condomaniac, which is blowing up all over TikTok, he makes like bottled salsas, like hot sauces and stuff.
Yeah.
He was brilliant. He was like, I call him my sous chef
in the show.
I called him my sous chef in that first episode.
How did you even get off?
I applied for it like 2 years before it, but then COVID and all kicked in and it never got back to me. And then it came out again just before the restaurant burnt down.
Wow.
When the insurance guys came out for the restaurant a couple of days after it burnt, they were surveying the restaurant and stuff like that and seeing what, you know, if there was anything untoward. And then I got a phone call that day to say you've been accepted to the next stage of the Ramsay, blah, blah, blah.
One door closes, one opens, you know what I mean? In a one door burns down. that restaurant was funny. Like, I remember working up there too.
To be fair,
it was good food getting knocked out of it as well. Like, it was shit just the way
could have been better, mate. My head was up my bangle for one reason or another. You know what I mean? It's
you on about the restaurant?
In Andy's house.
Would you ever do an old restaurant?
Spoke about that, me and Kieran, didn't we?
I have spoke about it, along the lane, obviously, longer term, you don't want to throw yourself back in too soon, especially after, like, something like that. For you, that's obviously traumatic. You would be sceptical of jumping back in too quickly.
Definitely was traumatic.
Where would you go?
I haven't thought about it. At the minute, me and Kieran is just enjoying what we're doing. We're really enjoying it, aren't we, Kieran?
Is there tasting it good food?
It's the best food. Tell you what, the food now is the best that it's ever been in Taquitos, I think.
It's great.
Definitely. Lambo, you've been down the last couple of weeks.
I'm down every week.
You've been down the last couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
What was that he was eating in that video?
He's full of shit. I had the whole jar. Like, it's not spicy.
He starts putting it on.
I would say so. Like, I lay in bed the other night. I said to you, didn't I, the other day, I lay in bed the night after doing it, like before he had put the videos and all up, and I was lying going to myself, like, why did I do that? Like, I was going to myself, like, that's not what we're about. Like, that's not the stuff that we want to be doing at Taquitos. Like, look, do you know what I mean? But anyway, he came down, he done it, he got the spoon, took a bit of it, whatever. It was like, oh, spicy. So I just wanted to more or less, like, it's not spicy. But I was lying in bed the night after going to myself, I wish I had said, like, this in the video. I wish I had said this in the video.
That's
like,
always the way in hindsight.
Laying over and over again in my head. Do you know what I mean?
Did I bring any of it? What makes you think I'd have brought adobo paste up?
Gary bringing adobo paste with him?
To promote adobo paste?
Oh, sure.
Well, what's adobo paste?
Well, it's funny you should say that because you don't even know this.
I brought that up to Eugene.
And then Limbo Slice, always getting rid of you.
No way, legend. What a guy, bro. Thank you.
Come on, mate. Thanks for that.
Super spicy. You know what a double paste anyway is.
That's fucking great.
I remember walking when you were walking about the market.
So what did I put that on?
Just marinating. Here.
You cook your meat with it.
That looks fucking sick.
Yeah.
That's great. Open it up, or Gavin, and smell it.
Looks like something you would buy in the supermarket, doesn't it? It looks fucking sweet.
Tell me what you think about it, G. Because you've never tasted tequila,
have you? That's fucking great.
Yeah.
It is a wee bit spicy, like.
It's a wee bit spicy if you haven't had it.
Yeah. I don't know if you're used to spicy.
I don't want to open it.
That's not spicy for us.
I don't
want
to open it yet. Tell her. Yeah, keep her fresh. You know what I mean? I don't want to keep it fresh.
That'll last you. If you open that now, it'll last you 6 to 8 weeks, bro.
Oh, serious?
But
for anybody looking to know people.
Where does someone get that?
Mate, you can get that all the shit. You can get that in a Spark. Or those down. That one there.
Yep.
Kieran's ma has a friend. She's the fan. I'm like, that's what
my ma's only about her set. I'd say about her 7 for 8 jar.
Supporting a local.
Scrambled eggs. Everything she's putting it on.
No, gee, come on. You're better than
that. And here, all the ingredients, everything on it, they're labeled. You've got it there. Yeah. People, get on this adobo paste. I'm telling you now, it's tasty. See what you taste in your adobo mayo? It's got this shit.
That's it, Liam. All you need to do is add 4. I would do a 4-to-1 ratio.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer.
I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
If it's Gavin, I'd probably go 5-1 because it's a wee bit too spicy for him.
Yep.
Get me?
Yeah.
But then again, if it's I had it on a video in the QR code, which we're getting our website revamped at the minute, so I'll be getting more videos on the QR code. But if it's too spicy, add more mayo. If it's not spicy enough,
add more
paste.
Yeah.
It's a staple for me, right? Yeah. I love cooking with it, not just because it's my product, but it has everything. It has salt, sweet, sour, spice, bitterness.
Yeah.
How long ago did you make that?
I've been making that from day dot, mate. Yep. 7 years I've been making that lame. From day dot. I could not open the hatch of my first taquitos truck at the Big Face in 2018 if I didn't have adobo paste. Now, that in that jar is only out the last 5 months because I have another company that's making that for me.
Yeah, producing it.
Under my recipe. As it says on the side of the jar, recipe by Gary Quinn.
We'll put the wee thing on the... We'll just plug it on the podcast, you know what I mean?
No. Cookstown, Smith.
That's for the camera.
Never you fucking...
Source locally, folks, it says it.
That is all right. It's made by On Plus Foods in Cookstown. And see, to be honest, it was 5 months of back and forward. I was teasing it. I feel like I've got a really good pod. Yeah. Would you agree?
I remember this period was happening, I think, and you were trying to just get it right, and it wasn't just right. And then you finally mastered it.
That's it. Back and forward, not spicy enough, too spicy, not enough acidity, not the right salt, doesn't feel good to me, has to be brighter gold. Yeah. Rapeseed oil as opposed to vegetable
he's
oil.
very precise, very particular, and what
there's
he
wants, method
but,
in the madness.
Yeah.
Oh, there's method mate, in the madness.
When he came to me with that product after the back and forward and the fine tuned panicky, what I go through to get to that, when he came back with that and I tasted it again,
You just knew right away. Yeah.
That is the one. And now you ask me where you can get it. You can get it in Asia Supermarket. You can get it in Indie Food, you can get it in Spar, you can get it
Shop in the Strand,
Mamie's. Mamie's.
That's good, mate.
Shout out Mamie's.
You should take one day and just go around every fucking shop in the whole.
I can't get a
don't
day
have
out,
a time
mate.
Again, if,
we're flat out, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're locked in on what we're doing. We're so passionate. I feel the passion I feel from Kieran is it's unmatched. I really mean that.
It's hard to get people like
it's
that.
It's good to have someone. Yeah. Right, because
and it makes me want to do more, Liam. I don't know if that's what you're going to say.
You go through a lot of, like staff members or people who you have working for you. And after a while, I'm sure you get frustrated being like, fuck, I'm ever going to get somebody who's on the same wavelength or something as you. You know what I mean?
There's parts to his armory. What's the word? Parts to his.
Yeah,
strings to your bow.
Strings to his bow that are better than me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's parts of his...
So you just learn from each other. That's a good combination. Do you know what I mean?
Balance each other out very well.
We're like chalk and cheese, but we're a good dynamic. We're good team, do you know what I mean?
That's
we learn from each other. That's the same kind
100%,
of thing.
100%, mate. If he falls, I'm there to catch him. And if I fall, he's there to catch me.
Yeah.
And I think that's very, very important, especially for us going forward. He understands where taquitos is going to go.
Yeah.
It's going to go.
So why?
And I don't want to say, oh, it's ready to blow.
Yo! That's right, you run that song.
If anybody has it, if you don't know this man for the amazing paste and the taquitos food, you definitely recognize him from the one and only K-Hole videos.
That was a good day. I went down, Matthew sat there.
I know you did, I was just about to say that, but here, before we go any further, right?
Rest in peace to wee Miles. Wow.
I was in the town today with this yoke. Now, this is another. Remember, I sent a video last week. Can we go down the tunnel, Daddy?
You sent me this. This is brilliant, Maltius.
What is it? 4 years of age.
That's class.
Stan Robin. She's the biggest fan.
Shoot,
see
you, Danny, get these.
God, no, she don't know what the fuck that is.
No, see when they're at young, they're just saying they don't know what it means.
There's a part when she goes to sing thing and she sings Limbo Slices, but then he says that bit, I'm still looking thing, and I go, shut it, shut it. Sorry, name sorry, it is kids. What it is.
Sorry, kids.
Sorry, kids.
Keep it PG.
Over 18.
Liam, there's nothing you can do. It is what it is, bro.
Happened to a fucking M&M years ago, too. Do you know
Here's
what I
mean? Another thing I want to say. And we've spoke about this a few times in the truck. Is there any chance of us getting K-Hole back together?
the goal for 2026.
Kevy's my mate, know what I mean? Oh, like,
Kevy 4X, let's go. Here, it has to be Limbo. I mean, fucking...
If anybody's going to get them back together, it's this man right here.
Here, let bygones be bygones, bro. For the fucking good of the team. I'm a, here, I'm going to just say, Kevy, listen... Let's dance.
See the thing is,
because I tell you one thing, bro. As much as you and him and me and Kieran rub off each other and we're talking cheese and blah blah blah, whatever happened there, something happened there, bro.
Yeah.
Belfast fucking blew up.
People did look.
Belfast blew up.
But there's a lot that went on.
There's a lot that went on. We all know it, Liam. Everybody knows it. It's all out there anyway.
Yeah.
Just fucking, he comes down, Kevy, thanks for the support, bro. He comes down every Friday night, him and Lauren, and gets his wee burrito and whatever. Ah, he does all right. And I didn't come down last Friday night there. Fucking waiting.
Yeah, I think if Liam would say yes one day, and then the next day, he'll just go off it again.
I know, but look, I don't want to be pushing you into anything. But all I do want to say is, Transition was a smashing tune. You just killed it,
mate.
Thanks. Liam will make tunes like that by himself, too. Like,
I was in the studio the last night, and I made two belters, by the way.
Did you?
That guy.
I'll let you hear one of them.
Oh,
it's good.
Is it?
Back in the studio, back in the lab, doing what I do.
It's right, man.
I've still to get them mixed and mastered. They're not completed yet, and I have to do a video and all, but... It's like the rough vocals are on it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? On the beat, it just sparkle, things are. There's a bit on it where my voice may turn a bit high and then a bit low, where I just chant, bounce it.
You can
out
get
a wee
that
bit.
Thing made anyway, can't
you? Oh yeah.
Would you pick a mic up?
Give me the microphone first, so I can burst like a bubble. Fucking
yes,
right,
mom
bro.
Picks a mic up every day at the truck.
Ah, yeah. I have my own show down at the Keto's. Even when there's nobody here, I'll be standing talking to myself.
It's good, but you see, when you go, you should just go live every single day and just have it.
We try to.
A couple of people have actually said about getting a pair of them. Do you ever see the Meta glasses or a GoPro on them?
Gavin's got them. That's what we used in the pranks.
I'm too warped, mate. I'm too mad.
See, you need to be real life.
Real life to him's like furry word for other people. Honestly, the stuff comes out of his mouth.
Furry words.
All in good gesture, mate. That's there's it. No bad vibes. You know what I mean? I'm just a wee bit.
You're a good guy, but mate. I know you.
I feel myself in being there as well. Like, it's a massive part of like Taquitos. Mm. Yes, the food is like, the food's what it is. Like, there's no denying it. It's unbelievable. But most of the time, like, you could be sitting there in a truck with nobody there, nobody about. And then next minute, one person walks past and he just so happens to shout at them and, where are you from? And a Scouse accent,
and
anything. One comes in, and then next
I'm
thing,
I'm a proper
and
Scouser, mate. You know what I mean?
Within about 2 minutes, you're stamped with a full crowd of people. All he's put on a show.
And it's
that's
a show,
how you do it.
You
have to do it.
It wouldn't work without that part of him.
I'm the fucking future.
See, the thing.
Them accents are good, mate.
I know.
You like that, yeah?
Mate, shut
the fuck up.
It's like a lot of places too. But see, when you go to like a food place, or you go to somewhere like. Say if I went there and these two weren't working, I'd be like,
fuck's sake. Yep. But that happened for a while because you're
there's other people. Do you know what I mean? Like, people want to be able to talk to you or get the food off you. You have that service with you, whereas other people who might not bring that to the table who have maybe worked there in the past or whatever, do you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. Sure, I had wee Timmy fucking working there.
But he was I loved him.
Everybody loved him, but nobody loved his customer service.
No, he didn't have that bit. He didn't have it.
That's, you know what I mean? So. That's what people were missing last year.
He's probably the person in the whole world that I've spoke to the most without saying anything.
Oh, and I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? Like, without actually speaking a word of my language, I've spoke so much to him.
Guy, do you ever get any bother down there?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
2 weeks ago. Lads, right, so I'm going to hit you as well as one belter. So me and Gary had just finished up. I think it was a Friday or a Saturday. A Saturday it was because it was an afternoon. Just started cleaning up, getting everything put away, and I was over doing the dishes, and just so happened three fellas come over, like, with a couple of wee tins of woo-woos out. Did you ever see the wee cocktail tins you get, like, a little? They all had one of them each, and over at first just having a laugh, and Gary's talking away to them and saying, like, oh, and lads, where are you from and all this here? and they're engaging in the conversation. All I hear, I guess a wee portion of chips and all, if that's all you have left and whatever. So I went on, put on a bowl of chips for them. And he's just standing not there and away with them. And just, they had stopped. It was, the three of them were standing there, and Gary had just went, yeah. He just goes straight up to him, looked at him right in the head and said, tell us this, are you a drug addict? and your man just, what did you say to me? And went off and went, I swear to God, going mental. Like, I come in the back of that truck and beat the bollocks out of you and all, swear to God.
Just another dead, the big face.
Here's another one. Joey Tacko witnessed somebody getting stabbed in the neck. Back in 2019.
Shout out to Joey Tacko.
Shout out Joey Tacko.
You see, whenever the Custom House squares on, you must make a fucking killing. Like,
summertime, you'd probably get a better tournament than wintertime, because summertime is sunny, people be out and about in the town, there's more people in the town, stuff is happening, there's concerts on the Odyssey, tourists come off the weather's boats good. And all. The weather's good, more people are outside.
Here's the other thing, we usually batten down the hatches in the winter. Not this winter. Me and Kieran is going to stick on a wee Christmas chip special.
Shoot, all right.
This isn't going to be anything like, you get your turkey, your ham, your stuffing.
Yeah.
Some people like the thing. No other one.
No, it's a not different gonna be kind of like twist.
It's going to be different, bro. It's going to be...
We'll be doing.
100%.
Well, when are you opening again? Tuesday?
We're open Tuesday,
When's the Christmas chips
come
on?
We'll stick it on Tuesday. Maybe not Tuesday. Maybe next week. We could stick it on the following Tuesday, but call down and we'll sort you out with...
I've got one off. It was some... I don't know.
It's okay, bro. It's okay.
He's never had the full experience.
That's a good way of putting it.
He needs it. I like going down on meal. So you need to go down with your mates. So now you'd be talking, you stand talking shit to your mate, and you don't really get a proper yarn, you know what I mean? You go down your own, just have a wee spliff, just sitting a wee bench after. But said, do you know what I noticed? All these people, I've seen this on TikTok. People think the big face is meant to bring you luck. All these tourists, these Chinese people, and I come over and kiss it. And that's the first I've heard of my life.
Have you not heard of that?
Does it bring you luck?
Me and Joey Tacko used to tell people that if you stay till after 9 o'clock, that face actually jumps into the water and it jumps back.
People believe it.
Some people do.
Yeah. See the opposite side, the water where your truck is. I seen it yesterday. There's like a new wee canopy thing. What is that?
That's a wee coffee shop.
Is that what that is?
Coffee. Yeah. Shout out Native Coffee.
I was wondering what that was.
Lovely. But I'll tell you one thing as well before we go any further. Native, we're not doing a dirty one on you. But we fell in love with Tuesday coffee, lads. I know you like coffee, Liam.
That's great.
I never drank coffee my whole life until like a couple of months ago. I am not addictive, but I'm also addicted to monkey bread. Have you ever tasted monkey bread? Get down to Trait.
I've tasted banana bread. Like,
nothing like it. Get down to Trait coffee down facing copyright.
Where is that?
Do you ever see where the merchant is? No, where Birch Bar is. Skipper Street, that wee street, just across the street from Bird's Bar. On the corner.
Trait
Coffee. Trait Coffee. Mate, it's a vibe. So does he all staff in it as well? They're lethal.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
And motherfuckers,
I've seen that. Don't you do
coffee somewhere? Like, we went in the Costa. See the best prank we got? We didn't even fucking.
The cameras weren't recording.
It was well. I walked in the Costa coffee and we got like a ciabatta out of Tesco's and cut it in half. And then I took out my everything out of my pocket and put it into the bread. So it was like a bread wallet, all coins and notes and all. And then went to walk in the Costa and ordered a latte and he said $4.50 or something. I went to whip it out, pay for it. And opened it up and he was like, He got the reaction.
Did he get that for content or what?
Like, we didn't get it. The camera wasn't recording.
It wasn't recording. We thought it was recording.
I wanted to do it where a fish, got a fish.
But your pocket's going to stay.
I know, but it'd be funny. But that'd be funny. Pulling the fish out. Open the fish up and taking the money out.
I'll do it. I'll do it if there's a change of clothes or something. Or just put, on the,
even put it in a bag. Take a plastic bag out and then take the fish out of your bag. It'd be even funnier. And then take the money out of your fish.
I take the bag out, put the fish out, take the money out. Here you go. See, just look at you.
Random shit's the funniest. Fuck. See, shit's random as fuck.
The random ones are good.
See, we were in England last month.
Did you do like fart sprayers?
We
evacuated a whole bar.
Did you?
It was brilliant, but we didn't get it on video. It would have been a bit. I'm not
joking. Why he's not getting anything on video?
You have the glasses. Sometimes I'll just get the urge to just fucking
much as glasses.
Glasses for £450. I got them in America, but
was it?
They're Ray-Bans
with the wee camera seen.
So see when we done that, but we were going up the shop, he spread it when we were leaving, and we went down, had all tape on the doors, everyone was outside,
Leave the bar and London, stand on the north side of the street, and the door was taped with a big X on it. I mean, when we get off the plane, I think we were in Birmingham or something, and there was like a shuttle that brings you from the airport to the train station, and I got on the shuttle, and I had it in my bag, and I went, fuck it, let's do one here, fuck this place, and just spread the fuck out of it. We went to walk out, and then about an hour later, some random fella just texted me on Instagram, was like, nice wee prank there, yeah, I seen on the shuttle from Birmingham Airport. I was like, how the fuck is somebody spamming me, pranking someone in Birmingham? Like, you just don't know who's watching you.
It doesn't even smell like fart, it's just...
It's skunk,
it smells like death.
Mate, I spread it out my back yesterday.
Is there another one or something?
I have a smell and salts. They're terrible.
What's that all about?
You fucking collapse your lung, Hanks.
I didn't know they're that bad. So see what happened? We had your man Sean Braniff on here last week. You probably will have seen the clip of him sniffing it. But what actually happened, mate, they sat in my car for 7 weeks. And when we were away for 7 weeks.
You're meant to only use them like a day.
For
a day,
so they start to ferment. But it was like all toxic fumes. And he took a sniff with me. He collapsed all up upstairs.
Serious?
Are we going to cut it out of the podcast? Bro,
it was crazy.
Yeah, we're going to cut this out of the podcast.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, guys.
He
collapsed top your stairs. We had to calm down. His lung there collapsed. Like,
this is the fastest I've ever seen anyone move in my life.
I'll shoot the clip.
He tried to jump out that window.
Don't sniff him. Smell sounds like butt crack. Like,
and then we were doing the live event there, and we done a challenge. Anybody in the audience want to come up? And the person who reacted, the least, got like a free Le Gras. And we had the boys up and they're smelling.
They're acting more water and they're like,
they're crying, tears tripping. I'm trying not to fucking react to it.
Like, I had the podcast go with the weekend.
Good crack, mate. It was good crack.
Funny as fuck.
You can't really plan a podcast. Like,
a live one? You can't plan a conversation.
This is the way we're playing games
and doing karaoke. You know, it was good.
This man got up stage and performed on the microphone, done the karaoke.
Sang Westlife, Bop Bop Baby. Great tune, mate. It's not even a podcast people are going for. It's just a bit of crack.
The best thing that you want to do is not to bore people to death talking to each other. You want to interact with the audience as much as you possibly can, because they're making night out of it for themselves. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what we say.
I went down and got Burns out of the audience and brought him up on the stage.
It was McConnell, Costa, Connor Burns,
Roberto
Stilo, me and Liam. To be fair, if we're doing our one, we can't have that many people on stage.
Too many
people talking over each other.
At the end of it, they got a bit chaotic.
Needs to be structured.
Because everyone was having maybe a few beers too. That was our first attempt at a live podcast.
Every seat was public.
You can still learn from things that maybe not went your way.
In fact, I'm the type of person that looks out for failure.
It was good. The second half, more like that's when, because we brung someone out every 10 minutes. So by the second half, everyone was out. Mm-hmm. So you can just imagine there's that many people talking.
And then the liquors are down the hatch as well.
The last 15 minutes, it was a bit rowdy where we're just like, right, we'll start the karaoke now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then fans up on the stage. Oh, I forgot about that, John. It was good.
Crack people came from everywhere.
Somebody sent me a photo, and it was just looked funny. I was like, there was people from Lurgan, people from everywhere, Temple Patrick. what had cost them milked the cow and brought the actual cow's milk straight from the udder down there, and then we got someone from the audience, Sean Eyebrows Braniff, to try it and do who could drink it the fastest. First wee different.
Why fan, does it?
Just wee challenges. Just
it's mad to be like green. Like, see, straight from a cow's tit, there's these hairs and all it.
Serious?
Oh, it's that. It's you can drink it, but it's just not meant to be
it's
the fucking nicest.
Better
like,
for you.
But
unpasteurized.
Would you drink a milkshake? Would you? That so would. My, I, loads of people would like loads of chefs. Not like my missus dad. He said he would have done it anyway.
But raw milk, basically, is that what it is? Raw milk. I drink raw milk. I'm only after drinking raw milk today.
Well, that's good for
we thought, I thought that was mad. It was like he just milked.
Is it
the video
or something?
Milking
the cow. Yeah, you're not allowed to sell it. It has to be boiled now before the
it has to be pasteurized.
Oh, yeah, especially fucking see the semi-skim shit.
If
it's
natural,
hormones
if it's natural,
fuck,
I know, but if it's natural, then I'm diving
on it. No, in the olden days, they just done that. Like, that's how they made the cereal all straight out the cow's tit.
Yeah, this is another thing I wanted to say as well. So the adobo paste, gee.
Yeah.
I use it to cook stuff outside of the truck as well, right? And a couple of suppliers that I use and a couple of producers that I use, natural umber, apple cider vinegar, you can
I see that on the ingredients.
It's on that and brighter gold. I don't think brighter gold. Brighter gold rapeseed oil's on it as well, right?
So it's specific on the that's what you want. Yeah.
These ingredients are inside this adobo paste, right?
Yeah.
But I use that in the truck as well.
Natural umber when you're doing the chips with the apple cider and the salt and the,
there you go. My man knows the crack. Starts next Tuesday. Another one is Brighter Gold, and I want to give a shout out to Brighter Gold. I want to give a shout out to Natural Umber. They've helped me get that product onto the shelves.
Shout out
but
to
I
Natural
also,
Umber and Brighter Gold.
Yeah, not even that. We created a wee nutty salsa the other day using not even the adobo paste. We just used the apple cider vinegar in it, and we used the smoked hickory Brighter Gold.
I seen the video of it on your story. It looked good, like it obviously didn't taste it, like, but it looked good.
Dynamite stuff, like.
Guy, where would you like to go for your lunch if it's not your your spot?
This is the problem, bro. I have.
Do you not eat out much?
Not really, mate. Nah. Unless it's like a, I like to go to restaurants, like, and I'm not, no disrespect to anybody else, but not a lot of people have that same curve for ingredients or products.
Why people putting the MSG in the fucking chips and their food and all their shit, you know what
there's,
I mean?
There's other things as well, bro, but that's one.
What about restaurants?
Good ingredients make you feel good. Shade ingredients make you feel shade. It's that simple, like, isn't it?
There you go, if you give me salt and acid, some nice oil, an apple cider vinegar, obviously that's the acid in this
context.
Equation, in this context, it's not that hard. It's a balancing act.
I learned a lot from this man working in the kitchen. I have to say, people just putting it out there, anybody watching, I've worked in a truck, worked in a restaurant. Good crack.
I'm telling you now.
Making me hungry, mate, all the time.
Oh, I'm starving. Like, it's such a month.
Everything you need is in this paste, bro, and just don't overthink it. If you don't really like spice, don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Don't overthink it. Go get some.
I'll be using this here during the week.
100%.
You always see spice for jars. You come out the other day with a jar of tea. Fuck's sake, it was a tea and then he comes out, we're at CMOS and all.
Jars of weed.
What would you use in that, Darcelus?
Put it on, man. I've cooked with it before, like chicken or beef, mainly, like that would be something I would go to. Like, never tried it with lamb, don't know how it would go with a lamb. Like,
same thing. Same as a steak.
So what do you mean when you're making a lamb?
You,
you
rub
it
into it
on the actual lamb.
Rub the fuck out of that.
Because can it go on chicken?
Take it away, Kier.
How we use it throughout the truck, it goes and everything. And then my ma, like, all sorts of jars out of a spar, she goes to at least one a week. She uses it in the house for, like, throwing it into spaghetti bolognese, like chili con carne, if she's making things like that, just to help take the flavour up a wee bit. Do you know what I mean?
It's great when, when you get mince and carrots and onions and mashed potato.
Yeah.
A wee tiny spoonful of that into your mince. And watch how rounded it makes the whole, and rounded I'm talking about on your
flavor,
on your palate. Watch how much it enhances it and just makes it taste that wee bit better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you come up with a label yourself?
The label, I got someone to make me that label. Sorry, it's not bad. It's
So definitely you could stick us in a stew.
100%, yeah, mate, I've done it in the house.
Yeah.
And I see, like he was saying there, like mince and potatoes or something like that, you could throw them with that.
Yeah.
Like I have thing on up in the house, chicken casserole. Unfortunately, I have no paste in the house to work into it. But if I was making something like that again, I would work a wee spoonful of that into it. Mm-hmm. It's lethal. Like.
Do you have it on in the house now?
Yeah.
Aye.
If you were making a wee pizza in the house, make it as a wee base.
Lads,
Aaron next to us, what's he do? I don't know.
There's a fella who runs a wee truck beside us, Aaron. Great Wheels of Fire or something, slings pizzas down there. But he came over the other week and got a jar off us and made a wee pizza with it. It was nice. Like he actually used that, see, instead of like a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
He actually used that as the base and round the thing with chicken and like onions and peppers and stuff like that. But it was nice. But again, it just shows like the versatility of it. That's exactly it.
That's what I said. I put up a post last night. The versatility is just unbelievable. The fact that it can like. You can marinate your chicken and make a roasted chicken with it, like a good sear. You've seen it, you taste it every fucking week, mate.
I know.
And then it can also cook rice. It can also cook beans.
Yeah.
Not cook them, but
it ticks all the boxes.
Yeah. It ticks every box. It adds salt, sweet, sour, spice, bitterness, and it just makes everything.
You've got something here that the people need, that people deserve. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly it, isn't it?
Okay, what time do you open from?
In the winter time, we started to drop the hours down a wee bit in the winter time. Tuesday, Wednesday, finish at 4 o'clock. So we do open 12 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday. And then you'll find me and Kieran there all day on Thursday, Friday.
And you sell after the truck as well?
Saturday lunch as well.
We sell it at the truck as well, yeah. As I say, the website's going through a wee revamp. But
breakfast, I remember you were doing the breakfast. It was down for one, I think.
With the breakfast burrito.
Chorizo burrito, wasn't it?
A week to keep those breakfasts. It's just one of them things, and you'll be in from fucking like 8 o'clock or something, just starting a bit earlier and using a couple of different, I'd say, people would be here for it. Like,
next year,
you know what I mean?
Next year, we're, when I leave this podcast, I'm going to book 2 flights to Mexico, one for myself, one for Kieran. And we're going to go round about the last 2 weeks of January.
24th of January, I think it is.
Are you going to Cancun?
No, not going to Cancun. Not going for party. We're going for flavor, bro.
Flavor, food.
We're going to taste some good stuff. I was there.
No Coronas?
I don't even drink, bro.
Do you not?
Nah.
Do you drink?
No, not really.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like, Gary, what happened to you when you went to Mexico last year?
I ended up going to Amsterdam for an 18-hour layover.
Great.
Because I wanted to dabble in the...
The culture?
I thought you like got delayed there.
No. I delayed myself. I looked for that delay. But anyway, and then I woke up the next morning and made a couple of phone calls. I was talking to my cousin. That was the only phone call I got, actually. And then I got to the airport and went and bought a drink, but I had a wee smoke beforehand and ended up lost my phone. Can't remember where I put it in the airport.
Before you flew,
I ended up flying to Mexico with no phone. You have to sink or swim.
And how did you swim when you were in thing? How did you communicate? You're in Mexico City.
Yo hablo español muy poquito, so that was
the Mexican Spanish. And
Spanish
different, isn't it? Than other Spanish?
Not
or
really.
Is it
nah, it's like English people talking English and Irish people talking English.
Yeah,
I went for my honeymoon for 3 years ago, and they don't. It's like a third world country there. You can't tap card on them.
See the thing?
What the fuck? I tried wanting to pay my paper stuff. They don't take car payments.
See, in Mexico City, I found a lot of people. Now, the ones from Mexico City that come to our truck, they can speak English. Rodrigo and...
Aaron and...
But the majority of people, they don't have... I don't think they have that much money in Mexico to be able to go to schools that'll teach you English and stuff. So I just found that there wasn't that many people in Mexico City from Mexico City that spoke English. So getting
Word
around
of fame.
I get enough. I speak enough to get around. You know what I mean?
A few phrases and shit.
A couple words you need to get your by. You know.
That's it. I found myself the other night. I found myself on Saturday night. You know, last night was it? The guy from LA came.
Oh, yes.
Now he's from it. He looks Mexican, right? But he's from LA. He said.
Yeah.
But whenever he started his conversation, I had to reply to him in Spanish, and so then he replies back to me in Spanish, and I reply back to him in Spanish, and it keeps going Spanish to him, Spanish, me, Spanish, 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 Spanish. And then at the end of it, I'm looking at Kieran and Aaron, and I'm going to get caught out here at some point where I'm not going to be able to fulfill
say
the,
something right.
But yet. It seemed to go all right, and then at the end of it, I went, he started speaking English or something, and I went, you're speaking English? He says, you started it.
You were digging your hole.
But it just goes to show that you can't get by. You know what I mean? I asked a lot of people whenever I lived in Magaluf back in 2012,
13, 14. Had a few Magalufers on the pod last week.
He's actually down Thursday night.
He put
Thursday
a post
night.
Up earlier for us. What do you call him, Tony?
Tony.
He put a post up early, earlier.
Here, Tony, by the way, I have your makeup in the house. Believe it or not, it is still attached to my apron.
What was it he says, Kieran, the one you liked, you thought was funny as fuck? He says, it's that good, it makes you want to punch the fuck out of your granny's
door. Kick her about the bowl he had made, he was doing work on me, and like, come in, made a bowl.
Funny as fuck.
Tony was,
when he was video, I was holding a bowl, and he was like, look, lads, look at that, that bowl would make you want to kick your granny's front teeth in. I was like, Jesus Christ, like,
a bit harsh, like,
I know.
Spots. I want to see what the fuzz is about. Let's go in and let's check it out. Are we going to kick up a storm
in there?
He says something.
Said he goes, he's nuts. He's definitely got a bit of the old lady Hitsley.
He's autistic or something. Like,
if he's got any Hitsley, then what the fuck have I got?
Severely mentally ill.
I'd say we've all got a wee touch of everybody in this room.
Tony's a good lad. Like, he just says some mad things.
Doesn't care. Yeah. You need people like that, original people.
It's the same as him. Like, he just, like, not sometimes.
No filter.
95% of the time, he's no filter. Like, say if somebody's walking by a truck down there and weird and just standing over washing dishes, cooking on the grill, whatever.
Don't say it.
I hide in a corner and all sometimes. I swear to God, like, because I don't know what he's going to say to somebody, like, or what's going to come out of his mouth next. I'm going, no, don't say it, Gary.
Sometimes I remember Gavin.
I
just look at him sometimes.
Like, I touch people's hair and all whenever I do. I do a couple, say a lot of stupid things, like, and then you're like, fuck you're me. It's happened.
There's a few days where I just look at Gavin and I'm like, mate, like, what made you think this to say this? Like, where did this come from to say? But that
doesn't come from the exact same here.
And go, you are are you stupid? Like, what do you mean? Like, did that actually come out of your head? Know what I mean? So it's just, we've different strokes, different folks. Know what I mean?
Well, anyway, let me tell you about this Christmas box, lads.
Oh, why?
We're going to do like dice cubed potatoes with the salt and the apple cider vinegar on them, right?
Yes.
And then we're thinking about doing like wee cubes of pork belly, aren't we?
We need like some sort of gravy.
Adobo chicken and pork belly. Chicken and ham.
And then basically chicken and ham or turkey and ham.
Yeah.
And then we want to do the cabbage I learned from Miguel that I work for, a chef mentor of mine that I work for in Miami. And his cabbage is braised cabbage he got from a 3 Michelin star restaurant in California, the French Laundry. So that is a staple in
the Christmas tip
in our house at the minute. We love to cook it, we love to eat it.
I think if you done a Christmas tip, it would sell out no time, like, to be honest with you, mate.
I'm gonna come down.
I'd be down for one, no sweat. Yeah. Like.
But they're not on next week, you said.
Especially the wee potato CM, like,
you just haven't even heard the best part of it.
Limbo, this is the way it's gonna go, right? It's gonna be fried potatoes, crispy pork belly, cabbage, like charred and braised cabbage, and apple cider vinegar, and then we're going to have sweet glazed carrots.
Wow.
And then we're going to honey glazed carrots, exactly. Honey and orange juice. Not orange juice, we're going to use clementines because they're and we're going to put a wee bit of adobo paste in that as well, because just like in the recipe, adobo paste has Christmassy spices in it, like clove and black peppercorn, cinnamon, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want to bang on about it. Let's go back to the start, right? So crispy potatoes, pork belly, cabbage, honey glazed carrots, and we're going to top that off with an adobo pepper sauce.
Oh, stop
it. So that's we haven't executed it yet.
Yep.
My mouth's watering thinking
I know.
But when we do, we're gonna make sure that hits.
I really feel that pepper sauce will be a showstopper because you've loads of people who love pepper sauce. Like, you know what I mean?
It's one of them things. I would be more inclined to go for pepper sauce and gravy if I had the
two. I'm exactly the same.
Do you want to share anything?
Uncle Frank.
Shout out Uncle Frank the Ford, yeah? I would like to give a shout out to Luke Mackle at Natural Umber Apple Cider Vinegar. Luke, it's been a pleasure becoming a partner with you. Thank you very much, because you're able to get my vinegar onto the shelf. If I didn't have your Natural Umber Apple Cider Vinegar, I wouldn't be able to have that paste. That's a fact. And then the other one is, I want to give a shout out to Brighter Gold. Your products are unbelievable. From this country. Can't give any higher praise, can't give any higher recommendation. Top of the pops. Shout out to Kieran, my right hand man. Shout out to my mother, love you to bits. And shout out to each and every single one of you who come down to support my business. I love it.
What's happening, my friend Amelia? I love you, I miss you. I haven't seen you in a while. I hope you're still doing your daddy proud. I hope you're still rapping and doing me proud. Hope you're still putting the flavor, the salt and acid on the food, because that's what you do best. Keep her lit. God bless.
Thank you, Lewis. And in turn, what that does, that gives me the fuel to sort you clean out. And you know I sort you out every single time. You little fucking flower.
Two men of the people. It's been a pleasure having us on, lads. Pleasure and a privilege.
Doing TikTok or something? What'd you say? TikTok videos?
Yeah.
Well, we start, not even about promotion, bro. I've wanted to do TikTok videos to show people what we do in the truck, how we make our
salsas and guacamole salsa, everything.
And it's something that Kieran knows how to do.
Yeah,
I've never known how to do them. I don't know. Do you make your own ones?
It's like an normal AMW hangs where like. Gary had said how we met, it was spontaneous, just to, like me rocking into hospital. I was in the process of actively looking for a new job, happened to bump into him, like I said, the story, went down, had something to eat, grabbed a jar of paste, made it, offered me a job, away I went. Forget where I was going with the point of the story, what were we talking about?
About doing the TikTok videos, because yes. You made your TikTok video, and that's how I offered you
yes.
the position.
So I'd done that wee video, just plucked it together, and then obviously just over the last couple of weeks down at the truck, just trying me and him. Because it's quieting down a wee bit from summer where the weather's taking a wee bit of a dip. So we're using our time now where we can get wee videos done where he's doing like cooking demonstrations on how to make a salsa or whatever like that. And I was,
What else have we done? How to make a salsa?
Pickled onions.
And wrap. Then we're going to go
There's
through.
Loads
we're going to go
through the whole menu of just getting everything exactly how we do it. So then we can showcase it on the page of this is how simple it is to make taquitos. And then the next thing is, once all the information's there, get yourself a paste, go look at the recipes and do it. Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly
so,
it.
That's
it. And it's how we structure it as well. Do you know what I mean? You'll know by learning how to do it. How we structure it, he's really good at doing that. I haven't got a Scooby. That's why I haven't been able to implement the style of what we do or I just haven't done it properly. Do you know what I mean?
Wee thing or two about it as well. See, because I was coaching in the past. It's one of them things you're like, jack of all trades but master of none, so you had to delve into a wee bit of sales, a wee bit of marketing, a wee bit of this, a wee bit of that. So I've been able to implement what I've learned in the past from going to like seminars and stuff like that in the taquitos, and like only in a food environment. I'm not coaching or anything anymore, but
still
I can now do it. I'm
still
using the same skills.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Very lucky, but also very grateful.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And he brings out the best in me, I feel.
Yeah.
Because now that I know that he actually does give a fuck,
he's
it makes me...
enthusiasm is the same as...
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
There's nothing as bad as going into that place as a business owner knowing that somebody doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's it, mate. That's half a battle. Like,
he does.
It's just right... Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, just right from the get-go, the way I seen it was when I went in, like, it's not like you're walking into this big, massive business like the hospital or like going into... whatever, Sainsbury's, it could be anything. Like, it's his life,
it's
his soul.
Business.
It's a small business. He's spent the last 7 years building that up brick by brick. What he's been through, the adversity he's faced, the restaurant burning down, everything else on top of it.
Yeah.
The, like, for me to go in and disrespect that and not do what he asked, and that's all it simply is. Like, his standards are up here, and all he asks you to do is execute it. It's nothing hard, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people maybe just have bad habits from the past of, in another job, getting away with murder and doing fuck all, where with the many people that have come in through the doors in the past, and they just want to, a phrase Gary said to me was, eat fruit off your tree. Just come and take your money and eat your food, and away they go. Do you know what I mean? They don't actually give a shit how I give a shit about, because I see the vision.
They're not expected to either, but at the end of the day, there's a job to do, and there's people that rely on me, the people of Belfast. I've let them down so many times before. It's just this time I can't do it for me.
Yeah,
I'm not letting people down. If anything, I'm going to give them what they deserve. They deserve to have taquitos.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
100%.
And having Kieran by my side to do it, we're going to fucking take over.
Bizarre.
And I'm not,
yeah, that's what you need. Like,
I'm not messing.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Lads, appreciate that. Thanks very much for having us in.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.